Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
With us in studio are a couple of folks that I've had the pleasure of knowing at least one of them for quite some time. Pat Piven is the Director of Sales and Consulting for the new business called MMIT Business Solutions Group. And with him, of course, is his boss, Tom Miner. He's the president of MMIT Business Solutions Group. And this is an organization that has been formed from two separate entities. Welcome to the NewsHour, gentlemen. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Great to be here. In the heck you been?
I've been great.
Yeah, you look well.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
Just kind of keep on rolling, right? Turn the crank.
Hanging around.
I understand. Tom, welcome to the Business NewsHour. This is pretty exciting stuff. This is an old line company. Started by, what, your grandfather?
My grandfather, correct.
And business solutions back then, or business technology back then, was typewriters and adding machines.
Right. Actually, he started M&M Sales Company in 1937 selling ribbons, carbon-type ribbons. And that's how people made copies back then.
Sure. And you know what was really interesting about that? That was right during the height of the Depression at the same time.
It was.
What are the stories like about that? Any idea? You ever hear those stories? Your dad ever talk about it?
He was working for a company called Fry Copy Systems, which I always find kind of ironic, in that we're in the copier business.
Sure.
Fry Copy Systems wanted to create distribution independent with independent distributors.
Sure.
And that's how he started.
I'll be darned. Yeah, it's always a fun opportunity to listen to. It's some second, third, sometimes fourth generation individuals who have had businesses here in the greater Des Moines Metro and find out how they got started and how they have evolved over the years. Pat, you had a bit of a celebration today over in Urbandale. You had a ribbon cutting.
We did.
And that was kind of nice.
We had an unbelievable turnout of people, and it was just great. We couldn't have been happier with how it went.
Well, those folks over at the Urbandale Chamber do it upright.
Oh, they do a fantastic job, along with their West Des Moines counterparts.
They did
a good job, too, helping them.
So tell us a little bit. You've merged two companies into this one, Tom. Give us a little bit of background on the two companies and then what this now offers to your existing clientele.
Sure. So M&M Sales Company stands for Miner and Miner, which is my grandfather and my father.
There you go.
Is how they named that. My dad became president in 1976, and then in 1983, Sharp Electronics was looking for exclusive distribution for their copier line. And so we created Imaging Technologies as a marketing arm of the company. And over the course of time, it just made more and more sense for the two companies to sell all the entire product line that we have, and we brought them all into the same building 3 years ago, and now this is the beginning of the next phase, MMIT Business Solutions Group.
And, you know, one of the cool things for those of you who travel around out there on 100th Street, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, in Urbandale. It's a flashy-looking building, by the way. It's a very nice-looking building. So, but the other thing that you've done, which is kind of cool, is not only copy machines and machines, now you've added the IT component to this. Pat, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was just it was kind of a natural transition. The copier business, which was our traditional business for a number of years, just back in the old analog days, you know, it was pretty basic stuff. And here in the last 10 years or so, they've turned them into digital products. And so we've connected them to networks. And once we connected it to the network, then it just sent us down a completely different path of getting more involved with networks. And so you need a lot of network expertise, and you need IT personnel, and you need specialists that can manage that part of the business. So it just really transitioned us into the IT side of things.
For those of us who have been around office machines and office products and copiers, for example, for a long, long time, I remember when the first ones came out and said, oh, wow, you can put your hand on that piece of glass and it actually copies it, or thermofax machines back in the day as well. How has that changed, Tom? I mean, what are we offering now that's vastly different for some people? Smaller, perhaps? More?
All of the above.
Really?
Complete. The ability to print in any type of environment, production environments, all the way to smaller offices. we became really a copier company in the 60s because it was so in demand.
Oh, sure.
And the products became better and better. And over the course of about 50 years, the technology began to shift towards digital.
Right.
And we naturally segued into the printer business.
Pat, were you doing anything with thermofax machines back in the day? Or is that a little before you?
You know, right when I got in the business back in 86, we were just getting into the fax business.
Oh, boy.
And that was a crazy time. And that was a great time to be in the business because it was that was new technology at that time.
And you know, today when you ask somebody about a fax machine, people say, what are you talking about, a fax machine? We don't have fax machines. You just do it all digitally.
Yeah.
Now, does some of the copiers now do that? I mean, or is it direct from a fax machine to screen? How does this work now?
Yeah. We call them now MFPs. That's the new term for these copy machines. And basically what that means, you'll hear it called an MFP or you'll hear it called an MFD. MFD being a multifunctional device, which means that it will perform various functions. So instead of, you know, a lot of companies used to be set up years ago is you would have a copier, and then you would have a separate printer, and you would have a separate fax machine, and you'd have a separate scanner, and
all that equipment,
and all that equipment scattered around, and so there's been a consolidation of all that equipment into one piece of equipment, and that's why the service component is so important today, and the prompt, efficient service that we provide. Is so extremely important.
Well, sure, because if it's one machine and one machine goes down, you don't have extra stuff sitting
that's
around.
Exactly right.
So somebody's got to get out there and fix the thing.
Yeah.
Are we still doing ink cartridges and all that kind of stuff too? I know nothing, so you're going to have to inform me.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we still each of those machines still requires a form of ink. You know, it's not the wet ink cartridges
sure.
anymore. More of a dry laser toner powder process, and we've implemented some fantastic technology there as well for our customers. We've really tried to simplify. Our whole goal is really to simplify it for our customers.
We're visiting with right now Pat Piffin and also Tom Miner. He's the president. Tom is of MMIT Business Solutions Group, a newly reconstituted company here in the Des Moines Metro. One of the things about networking all of these pieces of equipment that becomes probably, I would suspect, a savings in costs, because if you have one machine that does the work of four or five different machines, and you don't, and not each office or each cubicle has to have their own thing, you can kind of gang that up together. That would mean some efficiencies, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And when you can consolidate, as we talked about earlier, when you can consolidate maybe four or five pieces of equipment, you know, into one system, it really does provide some nice savings, because then you don't have to maintain multiple machinery and buy toner cartridges for all those, et cetera.
Tom, when we're talking about this whole technological revolution, and we see it every day, you just saw as you walked into the studio today, you saw a whole park full of kids over there, young people, I would say, that are now doing Pokemon Go. And I'm waiting, God forbid, but somebody to just watch their phones and walk out into traffic someplace. God forbid that should happen. But, you know, they're pretty intent on what's going on over there. We've seen the same revolution, I would suspect, in your business. I mean, we were talking about how your father started selling ribbons and typewriters and adding machines, and now we're into digital copiers and things that work in a gang-related segment. I want to come back to the technology angle and why you've added that to that. Is that something that ends up complementing your service side, your installation side, or both?
You know, it's funny. When we were talking about the fax and the impact of fax, I was thinking about the Pokemon Go, and it was not unlike that, how just overnight the fax technology hit. The core of our business really has kind of been putting print on page.
Right.
But it's also segued into scanning electronically those same documents for easy retrieval, convenient retrieval. So our customers are very dependent on print on page, and they're also critically dependent on the data being created by their computer networks, and we're here to make sure that data has integrity.
That's a very interesting point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that people are getting away from in many areas is moving away from actual paper storage to storage of this data in some type of a secure situation, secure files. This is something else that you can offer.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And, I mean,
this is huge. This is big stuff.
That's huge. And right there's a. I heard a figure the other day that there's still about 80% of the businesses out there that are still very paper intensive and paper based. And yeah, we do offer that solution, and we work with a number of companies here in town, and we've helped them go to more of an electronic file format. Mm. So you basically mirror it just like your paper based files, but you do it electronically, and you're saving space.
Makes a lot of sense.
And it's just, it makes your business run so much more efficiently when you have those documents at your fingertips as opposed to having to go to file cabinets.
Yeah, yeah. And then having somebody that's able to teach you how to do all of that, because that's what the important part is. If you've got somebody that's able to say, okay, this is how you do that, if we're used to filing stuff away, it takes a little bit of a ramp up to figure out how to do it the other way.
Part of the dilemma of the new technology is that it can seem like a lot. It can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. We're here to simplify that and make that as easy as possible.
Great stuff. Interesting stuff. The name of the company, once again, Reconstituted, bringing two companies together as one, MMIT Business Solutions. It's out in Urbandale, but you guys travel Greater Des Moines metro area all over the place, I suspect.
Yeah, we cover 40 counties in the state of Iowa,
Central
Iowa on out to about an hour and a half each direction.
Yeah, and you know all the roads, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Pat Bithen and Tom Miner, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in and sharing this with us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. We've got to move aside. What happened today on the markets? Well, I can tell you, two out of the three indices that we watched, they had an okay day. At least they went to the green, not to the red. We'll give you the details when we take a look at the numbers, and all that is happening next here on the Business News Hour.